Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Columbus County Commissioners on Monday approved the Coleman Tract development in Piraway. The 220-home development would be built on Dolphin Road. It's the first planned unit development under a new procedure adopted by the Planning Department. You can look for more on this story later today at ColumbusCountyNews.com. More than 11,000 people in Columbus County could lose their food stamp benefits on November 1st due to the federal government shutdown. Columbus County Health Department Director and Social Services Chief Dula Hall told county commissioners on Monday that the county is not allowed to fill that particular funding gap. Hall also noted that local food banks are largely dependent on funding from the USDA, which is also affected by the shutdown. In addition to the pending freeze on EBT benefits, the county is no longer accepting applications for housing assistance programs until the shutdown is over. County commissioners set a public hearing for November 3rd on a new county cell tower ordinance. Commissioners discussed the lack of coverage in some communities and expressed concern over property values being negatively affected by placement of towers too close to homes. An Elizabethtown man is in jail after he allegedly robbed the Regalwood Family Dollar at gunpoint. Glenn Davis Bowen, age 66, was jailed on Monday after a cooperative effort between Columbus County deputies, the Bladen County Sheriff's Office, and Elizabethtown Police. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Cheyenne Sperling was charged with misdemeanor child abuse after her naked son was found playing in a roadway. Sperling, age 23, is alleged to have allowed her toddler to sleep in a room with a hole in the floor. According to warrants, the child then climbed out of the room and was missing for more than an hour before he was found. The North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles reported on Monday that 18,000 drivers have taken advantage of the extended online services since the new law went into effect last month. North Carolina legislators and the governor worked together to broaden the number of services online due to the day-long wait times for some services at license offices. Saturday is one of the biggest days of the year for Tabor City as the North Carolina Yam Festival gets underway. You can look for a street fair, live music, food trucks, entertainment, a car show and parade, as well as a kids' corner and more. We have much more details about the Yam Festival online at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The polls are open for municipal early voting heading into the November 4th elections. Voters may go to the Columbus County Board of Elections office in the county complex on U.S. 701 North in Whiteville. Early voting runs through November 1st. The polls are open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. and on November 1st until 3 p.m. The Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina will host Classy Cars and Country Cooking this Saturday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Home North Carolina Farm. There will be a car show, food trucks, and a lot of fun. Admission is free. Car registration will be from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m., and judging will be at 11 a.m. with awards following. For car entries or vendor information, call 910-646-3083. New Life Community Church will host a special music and worship service this Saturday at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Whiteville. There'll be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. The service starts at 6 p.m. The Baldwin Branch Missionary Baptist Church Food Pantry will be open to the public on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. The clothing closet hours are from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Both ministries are located at 4047 NC 242 Highway South in Elizabethtown. This Saturday is Lake Waccamaw Safe Night from 6 until 8 p.m. And if you're looking for trunk or treat, Halloween, or Harvest Festival events, we have a complete guide online at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Trinity Baptist Church will have their Homecoming and Pastor Appreciation Day on October 26th. Services begin at 11 a.m. with lunch to follow. The church is located at 201 South Thompson Street in Whiteville. The North Carolina Office of State Fire Marshal and the Columbus County Fire Marshal have partnered with local volunteer fire departments to provide free smoke detectors to residents in the community. If you or someone you know is in need of a smoke alarm, give them a call at 910-646-4441. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350. 800-368-1350.
Auto Accident Help Desk.